Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 10th of the 7th month, 2025. It is a Thursday evening and the time is 10:02. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. Whoa, this winter has been showing me flames, but it is what it is, guys. We will soldier on. We will keep going. And had to go to Manangane. It is what it is. So hi, how are you guys? How was your day? So today's the 10th. That means what? We've got like 21 more days to the end of July. Then it's payday. And then it is Auguste, the most important year. And then it's September, October, and November, and then it's over. And I think that tonight's conversation should be around expectations. You know, when we talk about expectations, right, we think of it as something that is unfamiliar to us. It is something that other people most probably do, and it's not something that we would really like to own up to and take accountability for expecting things, you know. And I think it's because the word in itself is, it's so, it's deep, you know. If somebody says, yeah, you expect too much from me, it's like, oh, am I putting too much pressure on this person? Or what did you expect? And then you're like, oh, like, I don't know. And what are you expecting? You know, I think that the most difficult question in an interview is, how much do you expect to be paid? That one is like, now, do I tell them what my previous employer was paying me? What if they give me the same salary? Eh? What if I want a little bit more? What if I give them a number and then my number that I'm giving them was way lower than what they were going to give me. And then they just decide that, ooh, to save our company money, we're going to pay this person just above the threshold. Expectations. Now, expectations in themselves, they are said to not be bad. They are said to not be out of character for humans. But I believe that expectations in themselves are the foundation of us feeling the way we feel towards other human beings. And us feeling the way we feel towards how we are treated by said human beings and what is expected of us. Now, many of us, or if not all of us, don't want to be compared to anybody. We don't want to be compared. We don't want to be put at crossroads. We don't want our parents saying things like, yeah, tararo kana kantumba, you know, like other children are doing this and you are just here. We don't want to be compared to anybody. And yet we are number one to compare ourselves to others, but indirectly. Now, in the social media life, or in the 21st century where we are captivated by the social media we are unknowingly comparing ourselves to others constantly. And the worst part about this is that we don't know their struggles. We don't know their secrets. We don't know their hearts. We don't know their backgrounds. We don't know much about anybody. The only thing we know about anybody is basically surface level. It's basically what they are allowing for us to see. And that is all we know. Not unless they are famous people and the tabloids write about them. But apart from that, we only see the Range Rover with Oil One and we are like, ta, kwetu tayo shimarame bro. Ha! Whoa! Yes! Then that's basically all we know about people. And when we compare ourselves, right, it could be in a sense of feeling bad, feeling jealousy, feeling envy, or even just feeling sad, you know. Sometimes you look at your peers, somebody that you were in school with, somebody that you were a grade above, you know, and you know that they were not the brightest bulb in the inferno. But they have somehow manage to make it, and it is not upsetting. It is saddening because you are still at the ground level and you are still not where you would like to be or where you envisioned yourself to be in the future. And that in itself is comparison. But when we talk about expectations, right, we have to speak of it in a sense of comparison, because what do you expect of yourself that when you see others achieve these things that you are expecting yourself to achieve or to be or to get or to be gifted or to be blessed with, right? What are you expecting of yourself? And now I'm talking about expectations because I believe that expectations in themselves are very dangerous. But we don't recognize their danger because it is not a word that we have put at the forefront. You know, we say things like, don't compare me. I'm not another person. I'm me, and I make mistakes. People make mistakes, and we and I, but nobody says expect, right? So we are all out here comparing ourselves. We're all out here living with a silent enemy that's just living and lurking in the corridors of our mind and our heart and our beings. And this that is lurking, right, is the same thing that is breaking you down, but you don't recognize it because it is not something that you're familiar to. So today, I want us to familiarize ourselves with expectations. I want us to think about every single time that we've expected something and it didn't go our way, or we expected something and then it went our way. Now, the thing with expectations is that it's a double-edged sword, right? It is not good. It's not bad. It's just expectations. Expectations are just expectations. They're not good. They're not bad. They're just expectations. What could be good is how you view them, and what could be bad is how you view them. So that's why we're saying that it's a double-edged sword. You can't really say that expectations are bad because you have to look at the individual that is putting themselves on a pedestal, or putting others on pedestals, or putting activities on pedestals, or putting places, objects and things on pedestals. And when they get their way, how do they react? Now, you would think that, okay, if your expectations are met, then you would feel thrilled, right? But if you are happy, I believe that there's no such thing as happiness without gratitude. I believe that there's no way that you can be extremely happy but not thankful to your maker, not thankful to the providers, not thankful to the loophole that you found, not thankful to the journey that got to the thing that you expected. So if we are not practicing the attitude of gratitude, then how can we possibly, right, receive the things that we have expected in good faith? How can we expect the Mercedes, right, and get the Mercedes, and we are driving recklessly in this Mercedes, like this Mercedes didn't come from hard times, that like this Mercedes was basically manna from heaven and it is your birthright, even though it's not actually your birthright. Do you know that nobody's entitled to anything? Nobody's entitled to anything. Everybody has to work for everything that they get. And you might believe that some people are more fortunate than others to get things on a silver platter. But if we look at the concept of a silver platter, the due date, the dueness was already paid, and somebody else had made the sacrifice to make sure that you find things on a silver platter. So can we really say that it was really honestly just silver platter? Or can we be reasonable enough to assume that somewhere, somehow in their lineage, somebody did something good that is trickling over there? Their next generations. That's why we talk about things like generational wealth. And we also talk about things that like, generational curses and things that are generational, right? Yeah, are things that we also have to put into consideration when we talk about expectations and we talk about jealousy towards other people because they are born in more fortunate families or more fortunate heritage or more fortunate lineages. Is it lineages or lineage? Yeah, we'll find it. And we have to understand that it is not by luck. It is not by expectations. It's basically just the work put in and the thoughts put in have finally materialized. Do you know that some people go to the grave without fully enjoying their wealth because they are hoping, right, that if they don't squander money, at least two generations or three generations can eat from this money before they have to work for it, before they have to break their backs, before they have to do hard labor, before they have to lift a finger. You understand? Now, how much thought goes into that and how much dedication and consistency goes into that? We're talking about expectations because expectations is killing us. We are dying because we are expecting. And sometimes what we expect doesn't come, or it comes in a different form, or it comes at a different time, or it comes to a different individual within our setting and we feel some type of way. So you as a young individual, you know that one day I need to find a job and I need to fend for myself and fend for my family, right? And then you get this job. When you get this job, it's going well and you think that everything is fine because your employer does not ever skip a beat when it comes to your payments. It's on time. It's on time. It is the way it's supposed to be. And everything is going smoothly. And then one day there's a meeting. You don't expect anything from this meeting. Or better yet, you expect the meeting to be about safety, about health, about personal hygiene, about workplace etiquette. You are expecting it to be a meeting like any other meeting. Because I mean, what could possibly be in the stars or in the cards for us, right?
Get all your essential products for just $99 at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, top score all Bokomo Super Maize meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. All 5 products for only $99. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at USAID.
Alrighty, so you are expecting the meeting to go like that because we all have expectations. Guys, we all have expectations. When you go to work every day, you expect it to be a normal working day, and that's an expectation on itself or on its own per se. So we have expectations every day. And you go to work and then you guys are having this meeting, right? And you're at the prime of your life and everything seems to be going okay. It's not where you want to be because you, in your mind, what you want to be is Opa Indongo. What you want to be is moneyed, you know? And I think that the only reason I use Opa is because he is the only person that I know that has a countrywide story, has a countrywide story that is, it is what it is. But I know there are other people that are multimillionaires. There are people that are billionaires and it is what it is. But I don't think that I'm at liberty of disclosing their finances just like that. I use Opa because he is already in the public for being moneyed, you know? Yeah, so he's moneyed, so we'll use him. And also, Is it principles? It's either principles of management or organizational. It's organizational behavior. There was a whole class that we did, and it was something that stuck with me. You know, so much so that I still use it up until now. With principles of management, the thing that stuck with me was the hierarchy, Maslow's hierarchy. But with organizational behavior, there was the point where we were talking about workplace morale. We're talking about workplace morale, and we were talking about the principles of an organization. And it was the chapter where we had to talk about things that give your employees the motivation to keep working, the encouragement to keep working. It's like a little booster, and part of the booster was the story of Opa Indongo, and that's where it was highlighted on an organizational perspective. You know, that's why I can use this example, because they write about him as well. They write about him in organizational behavior books. They write about him, or we spoke about him, in principles of management, and these were first year modules. You know. And that's why we can talk about it now. So everybody wants to be Opa. Everybody wants to be part of the Indongo clan. Everybody wants to own a building, you know, in CBD. Everybody wants that. And those that do, and they are very chilled about it, and we don't see the flossiness, kudos to you, because I believe that fame in itself is something that you as an individual must be fully ready for. And being known is something that you must fully be ready for. And especially if you have skeletons in your closet, right? I don't suggest that you become the face of anything. I don't suggest that you become famous. I suggest that you eat your money in silence, and you live your life nicely and quietly, and enjoy the finer things in life, but without scenery. And where I can say that many of us should at least take a few things from people that have merit. Regardless of where they are at right now, they still have merit. We can say that if you want an example of being moneyed and still living a good life, right? You must look at the likes of the fish rod guys, right? Yes, I understand that the case is sensitive to many of us, but especially, you know, fishermen and stuff. The case is sensitive. I understand that the case is sensitive to many of us, but if we're looking at the lives of these people that are making $1 million per month, did you ever see this person driving a flashy car? No. Did you even know this person? Up until the fish rod case, some of these people, I didn't know them, like Hatui Kulipi. Never in my life. Ever, ever, ever. Why? Because he's above my pay grade, okay? He's above my pay grade. And also, where will you see him? You will not see him at Pharaoh's shooting people. You will not see him. Look at me. Shade. You will not. If we had to look at real examples of money in our country, for example, we would say that we don't really know who has money, because all we know about money is that money is quiet. People that are loud with money don't have money. People that have money are quiet. People that have money they move slowly. They move different. When you go into a building where millions and billions of dollars moves through, there is silence. It's not chaos. But you, when now with your $2,000 business, is so loud. So loud. Money doesn't like noise. Okay? So you go to work. You go to work, and of course you are content with where you are. You are employed. You've got a place to stay. You've got a nice mommy. you know, you got a baby and you got your parents are still alive and you support them and you can support them, you can afford to support them. And the meeting comes. And as we are speaking through, you know, principles, and we are speaking about the values of the business, this is also the part where we tell you guys that, unfortunately, out of you 100, we are going to have to dismiss 70. 70 employees are going to be retrenched. And we are only going to keep 30 because the business is not doing financially well. Or the company is not doing financially well. Now, this comes as a shocker to you. It comes as a shocker to you because, one, you never expected it. And the reason that you never expected it is because there were no inconsistencies. There were no signs. There were no get ready. This ship is sinking. There was none of that because your pay was on time and work was moving and there were no clients that were coming to complain. There was nothing. It's just the accountant that told the owner, "Oh, you have to file for bankruptcy or you have to retrench your people and give them their severance packages." And you are part of the 70. You have no idea how you are going to manage. And it's because part of you never expected. You didn't expect it. You didn't expect that you're ever going to get retrenched. You didn't expect that you're going to be potentially homeless and potentially unemployed. You're going to be unemployed, and then it's going to have a ripple effect on your life because now you can't pay for rent. And we already know that in Namibia to own a house is a dream that many have, but it also takes, I don't know, your ancestors must be praying overtime or something like that. But this is your reality now. And I think that in that moment, when we sit in circumstances and situations such as this one, that's when the statistics come out, you know. The statistics come out that this senior man, how can you be 56 and wake up in the middle of the night, go to the garage and hang yourself? It's because of the troubles of life. It is because we expect too much, or we don't expect, or it is a double-edged sword. That is why I can't say that expectations are good or they are bad. What I would like for us to do is to lower them. That's what I want. I want us to lower our expectations because high expectations, they breed disappointment. They breed disappointment. They encourage failure. They encourage depression. They encourage heartache. They encourage sadness. Because if our expectations of things are so high, right? When we fall from grace. When we fall like a giraffe falling from the skies. You know, and the giraffe is basically the tallest animal in the whole entire world, right? And it's falling from grace. And that fall from grace is the fall from grace that we don't want. And had we just lowered our expectations, please, then I think we could have had better planning. I think that with our salaries that we were getting, we could have opened a tuck shop at home because we expect, right? We expect the worst, and if the best comes, then great. But if the worst does really come, then we are ready for it. But now we sit like idle ducks. And we're just waiting for the hunter to come and blow us out of the water, right? With a shotgun, blow us out of the water, and it's a wrap for us. And it's because we don't ever expect to be disappointed in any way. We don't expect things to turn out the way they turn out. Do you know that somebody can go to bed today and then tomorrow they die at 12 o'clock? If a thought like that can dawn on you, that you might go to bed today, get up in the morning tomorrow, and on your way to work tomorrow, you die. Like Netsua. Or you could be perfectly fine and then you start coughing tomorrow and you go to the hospital, bam, you're diagnosed with cancer. and you are at stage 4 and you've got like 2 months to live. You're like, how? You understand? And these 2 months don't even go to 2 months, right? Because the worst part about not expecting things or not expecting things to go that way is that you feel it. You feel it. You feel it when it's not going that way. Good evening.
Good evening, the Matthew.
Good evening, love of the nation. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How is the evening?
It is wonderful and spectacular.
All right.
All right. Today we're talking about expectations.
Expectations?
Mm-hmm.
On what?
Mm-hmm. On life.
On life?
Mm-hmm.
You mean each and everyone's expectation or,
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Expectation.
Mm-hmm. Now, my argument around expectation, right? For the first quarter of the show, what I was doing is basically unpacking what expectations are and how we live in expectations every day, but we don't know what it's called because mm-hmm. it's not a word that we use often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I want to come to a point in our conversation where we can encourage one another, right? To lower our expectations or to see the advantages of lowering our expectations to maybe somewhere, somehow cure us from all the turmoil that we are facing right now. There are so many people that can't accept disease because they never expected it. There are so many people that can't accept disappointment because they never expected it. There are so many people that can't accept being dumped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they never expected it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just say that, you know what? The expectations that we put on other people, places and things, right, mm-hmm. is too high. And we should lower it. And when we lower it, we will find a little bit of joy in the things that mm-hmm. come unexpectedly. Then maybe we have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe you can take it from there.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that
mm-hmm.
we have got the issue of people ending their life?
That is also one of my focuses tonight because I believe that if we didn't expect so much, right, then our disappointment levels would not be that high. Because if you are expecting the matriarch, right, to be perfect, do you know why I display myself? I display myself so that whatever expectations of what I look like and what I am in real life, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever expectations you have of me, you lower them now. Or you if I meet your expectations, great. If I don't meet your expectations, you accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you find a few people, right? I keep telling people that I talk for a living. I love to talk, but I also have a short-term fuse where I am quiet. So when people meet me in person, right, they don't expect me to be so quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. They expect me to be talking and talking and talking. I'm very funny. When I talk, I'm very funny, but I'm not talking the whole time.
And they forget that you are talking because you are at the platform.
Hey.
Where it is possible for sharing such idea.
There you go.
Because I cannot just talk each and every well.
And you know, one of the things that I received, love of the nation, is please laugh.
Yes.
Like people expect me. I even ask them, like, how do you ask me to laugh when you are not joking?
Yes.
And you're asking
how do you expect me to share my ideas just each and everywhere if there is no one who can able to, even to understand my point of view mm-hmm. so that so that we can all together contribute.
Mm.
Yeah, there is a platform where I have to talk.
Yeah.
And where I have to keep quiet.
Mm-hmm. So and now let's go to that suicide conversation that you were having. So what were you saying about that?
The serious issue of people committing suicide.
Yeah.
People ending their life.
Yeah.
Even the children.
14-year-olds, yeah.
14-year-old is a children.
It's very much.
Even the youth.
Yes.
Even the elder, those who are about 70, 80, 90, those who were supposed to lead us by example and give us courage.
Yes.
Today they are ending their life.
Yes.
Now, the point which I want to make, when it comes on expectation, we, in most cases, while we are in life,
yes,
some of the people, they are only accepting,
expecting
some of the things to be happen only
to others.
To some of the people, where they forget that
they are also people.
They are also part of human beings.
Yes.
Which has a possibility to happen to someone as a living person.
It can also happen to you.
It can also happen to you.
Of course.
Yes. And most of the people, those who have such a dream or such expectation.
Yeah.
Maybe it is only have to be happened to who, because he is what?
Why me, God?
When such a thing, it will be going to happen to him or to her.
Yeah.
It will be a big imbalance.
Yes, and that's why I was talking about being retrenched, for example. Because do you remember the time where we had an issue with too many fishermen being retrenched and all of that, and then our suicide rate also went high, and it was amongst the men. And I believe that high expectations, amongst other things, was also a high contributing factor. Because you know with people that work in the coast, people that work in Arandas, Swakop, Walvis Bay, I feel like they're, because there is good money that side, especially in the mines, right? Because there's good money that side, they don't ever expect a time to come in their lives when they don't work there.
Yes.
Like it's just not something that they can think about in their lives ever. And then when it happens, it's a big deal.
Yes.
Mm.
And the issue of judging ourselves by comparing
ourselves to others.
Ourselves to others.
Yes.
Because I don't have this.
Mm.
Maybe I am not a valuable person in life.
Yeah. But then the question is, valuable to who?
It's better to end it.
Yeah, but the question still remains, better to who?
Yes.
Yeah, who is this? Who are these people that you should be better for?
That is the question.
How? Are we living our lives for other people?
The issue of judging ourselves by comparing ourselves to other people. While we forget that each and every person, by means of his or her creature, there is something which he or she loves the most.
Yeah.
We forget our own characters, mm-hmm. then we only focus on reputation.
Yeah.
Reputation is about how people are thinking about you.
Yeah.
But to be honest, you can't stop people to think about you.
Yes. Do you know that before you are born, they are talking about you. When you are alive, they are talking about you. And even in your death, we are talking about you. Kunampa to kupir.
Even you did well.
Yes.
Even you did not did better.
Mm-hmm.
If a person feel like he or she want to talk about you in the way in the way he or she feel like.
Yeah, they will.
Because we cannot talk.
And that's free will, right?
We cannot control it.
Yes, and that's free will. We are allowed to have such thoughts. We are allowed to be whatever we want to be.
You cannot stop their mind.
Of course.
You cannot stop. You cannot control their heart.
Mm-hmm.
If they feel like they did not value you, they did not value you.
Mm.
Even you have value.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that it is part of their heart.
Mm.
They are doing it according to their heart desire.
Mm.
While you dictate your own heart,
mm-hmm.
while you dictate your own mind, by judging yourself that I am not a valuable somebody because I don't have this, while others, they have this.
Okay.
While we forget that each human being in life, he or she is just important.
Yes.
If someone did not put you on an account, it does not mean that you are not important to each and every people.
Yes.
Some of us, we are just come close to you, we laugh, we share, we did all the best to you.
Yes.
Not all of the people, they are not counting you.
Yes.
The issue, we only expect maybe only love of the nation. Why he did not count me, or why she did not put me on the account? That is the big issue.
Yes.
And another issue of others to judge some of the people by not having what they have.
Yes.
Like some of the people, they understand their situations.
Mm.
They understand their way of life.
Mm.
But the problem is those who judging others according to what they have.
Mm.
Because the network didn't have a vehicle.
Yeah.
Me, I have a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I am of the higher standard than
Matriarch.
Who told you that is a sign of higher standard?
Yeah, because I don't even view myself as a higher standard, because I still feel like I'm struggling, because the car that I'm driving is not the car I want.
Yes.
I'm just driving it because it's for work. But it's not even where I want to be. Me, I want a Mercedes, an SUV, the one that is 3 million. And you are comparing yourself with Mitriak, because she bought a Demio, me, I'm going to buy a Polo, or me, I'm going to buy a Golf. But our reasons are different.
Judging others by not having what you have.
Yeah.
Because he or she didn't have income, he is of the lower standard.
Yeah.
But to be honest, who told you that that person has no meaningful contribution in life?
And do you know what the worst part about life is? That today, right? Today, you are looking at somebody like that, and then you go to work tomorrow, and then you are fired for absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those people are the one, when they facing the serious challenges, are the one to commit suicide on other hand.
Yes.
I used to tell the people that, that it is not always means that when a person in any situation, it's because maybe a person is unable to do anything.
Yes.
Or maybe a person is disgraced or what. Some of the people are just finding themselves in serious challenges.
Yes.
But they did not know how it comes.
And also, I think that it's time for us to recognize that we as individuals, we have seasons. We have seasons where we are on top of our game and everything is going well. And then we have seasons where it's time to sit down and let the other kids win for a change.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like to give you an example, like.
Please do.
When people have cultivate their feed.
Yes.
Then their feed being attacked by the crickets and get destroyed. When you find such a person starve, will you categorize such a person that he or she is a lazy somebody?
No.
No. That is a great challenge to overcome. Some of the people, those who are, some of them who are living in a poverty situation. Some of the people, they were better in economical status.
Yeah.
But they only find themselves in a poverty line, but they didn't how it come.
They don't know how it came,
Yes. Even if you ask a person, he or she cannot tell you. Thus I like to remind the people that we need to think as human beings.
Yes, we do.
We need to be kind to one another.
Yeah.
Render assistance to one another.
The purpose of a human being is to be of assistance to other people.
Yes.
Yeah, that is what our purpose is. Our purpose is to somewhere, somehow assist one another through life, right? So that life is not as tragic as it shows up.
Yes. We have got a mentally challenged people around our societies. But some of the people were born very, very intelligent.
Yes.
They only find themselves in such a situation, but it does not mean that they have found. No. They only find themselves in such a situation. What can happen?
And the worst part is that all of us have the potential to find ourselves in situations.
True speaking.
Yeah. You know what my mother-in-law always says? She always says that, did you know that everybody that is sleeping on the street is somebody's child?
Seriously.
Every single person that you see that's sleeping under the bridge, sleeping on the street, sleeping in cars, homeless or going crazy, every single person on earth is someone's child.
To be honest, that is must be a reminder for us as human beings to think like all humans are just human beings.
Yes. And nobody is superior. Nobody is superior and nobody is bulletproof against falling. There are people that have lost billions, millions of dollars. You know? And they never thought that they're going to make it again. And then you find people that, have lost, Oshiri, something as menial as $2,000 and they off themselves, you know, or lose a conversation, an argument.
Yes.
Mm.
That should be a lesson to us so that we can be able to humble ourselves and feel as we are all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Then we can practice compassionate to each other and render an assistance.
I think our issue is that nobody has actually ever taught us self-compassion. No one. I don't think your mom has told you to be self-compassionate, and I don't think my mom has ever said I must be self-compassionate, or my grandmother, or my auntie. Nobody has ever said, Kucha, you must be kind to yourself. Everybody teaches us to be kind to others. But nobody teaches us to be kind to ourselves. And that is why we neglect ourselves so much that we don't even feel worthy of anything.
We are being taught.
Who taught you? What did they say when they were teaching you?
We are being taught to be kind even to ourselves.
What did they say? I don't believe that.
All right, good question.
Mm.
Do you know the purpose you have to be taught to be kind to others?
Mm-hmm.
So that the spirit of selfishness must be lower in you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were only taught everything only about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the spirit of selfish, it would only overpower you.
Mm-hmm.
When is the spirit of selfish overpower you, you will never think about anyone else.
Mm.
Even your parents themselves, you will forget them.
Mm.
You would forget them.
Mm. How does that translate to be kind to yourself?
The purpose when you
But I'm not talking about the purpose, because at the end of the day, love of the nation.
When we are taught
these things, we are not adults. We are taught these things when we are children. How are we supposed to decipher purposes?
I did not finish.
Continue, but you are not getting to my point, Tane.
I'm there.
I asked you, how were you taught to be kind to yourself?
To yourself.
Yes.
Being taught to be kind to ourselves, do not expect to be taught. It's like we are talking orally.
No, but why not?
This time we are groomed.
No.
This time we are groomed, even to sit.
No, I don't agree with that one.
Sit down. That's your clothing.
No.
Yes. Sit down. That's your clothing.
Nope.
That's to be kind to yourself.
No.
Being responsible to yourself.
Then why do they make it obvious that you must be kind to others? Why do they tell you orally to be kind to others, but they cannot tell you orally to be kind to yourself?
So that they will minimize the spirit of selfish.
No. Okay, but now they've minimized selfishness. We are sharing so much so that we are overlooking ourselves. Eh?
Okay.
No. Oversharing is a problem. Do you know that many... No. It is... No. Oversharing is a problem, especially when you don't have much. Do you know how many people are out there with full houses because they were taught that they must share, but they can't even... But listen. But they cannot buy a car. And other people are buying cars. They cannot buy a car. Mamambo ndeta si wapo noho shantu ta graduate ndeta akatunga koina.
Buying car does not mean.
Buying car means that I acquire an asset. It means that I also grow financially. It means that this is something that I can leave for my children. But now, because I'm taking care of your children, I'm taking care of my sister's kids, I'm taking care of the whole entire village, right? I cannot afford to do anything that helps me, right? Come to a point in my life where I feel valuable. Because I am at the same level I was when I was 23 and I'm now 50. I can't afford a house, I'm still renting.
Alright, you make my point. Let me also make my point.
Wonderful.
That does not mean that they overshare.
It is.
That is means empowering and investment in life.
That's not empowering and that's not an investment.
Re-empowering
and reinvesting to whose expense? To whose expense? Because the only person that's losing there is you.
I did not finish.
My dear, the only person that's losing there is you.
That person did not lose.
The person lost.
The person made an investment.
Investment. You cannot invest in other people's children. Not even in your own.
Let me finish my point.
No problem.
That person empower other people in life. That person invest a meaningful contribution in others' life. Even if you take it that person will have nothing, that person has something more valuable.
Then why is he killing himself?
Within the people he or she invests, those people are the metric today. Those people are nemenetumbo nandindeitwa today. Those people
matriarch that grew up in your house, yokuriku president, yokuriko radio, mayangwe kunongaku. How?
I did not finish. That person did a great job.
That person was a doormat.
Unless for those who got an assistance, we are not looking back.
We are
not accounted to each other. Not
Ompika. A slave.
The matriarch.
Oshiri.
If they were
Oshiri.
Not people of such kind in life, otherwise we have no readers. Otherwise we have
that
no
is not true. We would have better people. We would have people. We would have people that know how to manage their stress.
I did not finish.
Ache. No, my dear. I disagree.
Otherwise, we did not have people who can lend a valuable assistance to others in life.
I disagree.
Those people, they have overshared their matters for others to benefit so that they build from generation to generation.
And then what use is this generation to generation if it doesn't even include your generation, you? You commit suicide because of poverty. Then your kids go and commit suicide because of poverty also. But the people that you have assisted, they don't look back to come and assist your children.
Not those people.
Oh!
Let me give you an example.
Love of the nation, people are feeling bad. People are feeling bad for not owning cars. You are saying that we cannot compare ourselves. No, really. Just think about it. You're saying that we cannot compare ourselves to other people. Yes, I understand that. But it will start getting to you if you have been working at the same work with your colleague and your colleague okuno baki, noka how toko kufaro ouno na koskora, ndengwe otokwa to taxi, but you have been working longer than your colleague. Maro unaro furundu do you no nan no nan tu remember joe iya futu shia ningisha de noho noho kopoma fuzo shito iko ambongwe ouliko anoru varoro esha shampina hako hambo oyahara ko town.
De
shita agaru kire ko skora ota agaru kire mu joe.
The vehicle after 5 years.
It's not after 5 years, there are people that are dying. There are people that are dying without ever owning a car.
But
even the house where he is, he's renting.
When you invest in people, that is a really investment.
That's not an investment.
You are going to be applauded for yourself, Becky.
Oh, you are going to applaud yourself where, no?
I did not finish.
Oh, wow.
Investing in people.
Investing in people is nonsense.
Let me give you an example.
Ache.
The first person to come up with the idea of money on earth, that person has been laced and groomed by people who ever have money in their life.
As long as you don't know them personally, use an example here on the ground. Use an example of a man in your village that has had a full house and sacrificed everything to okuputu than okulela and where he is now.
They are a lot.
Give us an example. Tell us a story.
Tell us a story, my friend.
She died now in February. Nehoya Nene, my dear, has 50 ombushe, and she took all of them in. Do you know who she died with in her house? Only one person, her son.
The problem
her
is
son
only,
and her daughter only.
The problem is only
those who problem
is among those who didn't look back.
Mommy Timadan took her to the wete. We don't know how to No. And as long as we also know that we cannot see inside somebody's heart, right? Then why don't we invest in people that at the end of the day, it is fruitful. You invest in your children. Now your children have to go to public school because Egumboroe Ruda. Your child has special needs. But Egumboroe Ruda, you can't even afford to take your child to Dagbreek. Your child must just nakarata konjisa mono nakarata konjisa nasigo ta dopa. Shashinone egumbo jo juda naine. You can't sacrifice that 2,000.
The mistake in the ignorance of other, it doesn't. Supersede the responsibility of other.
Megumbo la Yesu somwe mwakaloje.
Megumbo
ja Yesu somwe mwakaraje.
People must invest.
Megumbo la Yesu su omwari munaje.
When you invest,
Shashi Jesus na wete kuchoshi machine ne man. That's why he didn't even have a house. Shashi na hakuwe vilila. Shasho kwete na kuchange ndarandurange from Bethlehem to Jerusalem ane. Ekumbola nyingi kota ikakara ruza nga ene itandivuru kufukara and performing a miracle every day ka. That's why he's just roaming around the earth. Inahara to settle down. The problem goes back to the fact that none of us are taught directly how to be kind to ourselves. Sometimes, we are children. Ngerotakutiwa pakonkweni is topora.
That is how we are being taught.
Don't you, but I'm saying that your system is flawed. That's what I'm saying. Because if your system was airtight, ne, then we wouldn't have you people killing yourselves every single day like this. We wouldn't have the problem that we are having. Shashi, no, even when we go through tough times, all you are doing is hekerekaring others. Shashi, no, oshima shono, ino shirongwa kucha nangwe mwene, o unakui hekereka, eh? I hekereka. Never. You are telling me that that is taught about kindness from the age of 3. I'm taught about kindness. You are telling me, a 3-year-old, that I must decipher that this that I am being taught now also applies to me. No, I will never decipher this.
Let us listen to each other.
I will listen to you, but you have to come correct, my friend, because I don't know, my dear.
I have to encourage others because I encourage.
Yeah. You want
I
to encourage,
encourage
you,
others.
You want to encourage others, right?
Because
into the same system that is breaking them. Everybody
because
is broken. No, everybody is broken by this system. This system is jeopardizing our mental health. We don't prioritize ourselves, right?
We spread ourselves thin.
Do you know how many of the suicides from men have been of people that are dependent on breadwinners?
I have to feel compassionate to others because I am a compassionate somebody.
You are
myself.
Compassionate to others.
I cannot compassionate to others if I am not compassionate to myself. How?
How are you compassionate to yourself? Did someone teach you, or did you just figure that you are also important?
How did you expect it to be taught?
The same way they taught us to be kind to other people, Ankwetu.
No, but
that's what I'm saying. Why not?
No,
why not?
Tara,
why not? Why can't they teach us the same way that they are teaching us kucha? Kara unorukeno no yakweni. Oshikita eturongo kucha. Nangwe ntu kara unorukeno nangwe mwene. No. No. Kita kami nangwe mwene.
Listen.
If
they were only focusing on themselves only, how they can...
As long as they didn't say it and you don't have evidence of it, as long as they didn't say it and you don't have evidence for it, you must acknowledge, right, that some people learn better with correct and direct commands.
We are taught everything.
You are taught by whom? Because up until now, nobody. You didn't come to me and tell me, Kuchami, my mother said I must be kind to myself.
But if your mother
had ever came to you and told you, Kucha, you must be kind to yourself, do you know what level of kindness you would have towards yourself and to others? Imagine that.
Unless you are subjective.
Ah, che. No, my dear.
Unless you are hypothetically.
No, my dear, it's not hypothetical here. No, my dear.
Yes, unless you are hypothetical.
No, my dear. But we can't think of everything hypothetically.
But we have been taught everything.
The things that you were taught are flawed. The systems that you were taught are flawed. They don't apply to contemporary times. They are flawed. They are flawed. They are flawed.
It is through a transparency.
They are flawed.
To transparency.
They are flawed.
You will expect only to be taught, only to focus on yourself.
No. No. I'm saying no. That's what I'm saying, right? Because you don't want to hear this part. I'm saying that the same way you are teaching me how to be kind to other people, can you also teach me how to be kind to myself?
You are being taught.
No! You are telling me with words that I understand, Kucha.
Yes,
Karawulo kenda no ya kweni. Mara, you are not, you are not telling me that I must have ohenda on myself. When the only way I feel is perpetrator. That is exactly what it is.
When you are being taught to safely cover your crossing.
That is just to hide my vagina from people seeing it, man. That's hiding my vagina because it's inappropriate for people to be looking at my dengues. That is not kindness.
You are told that is
appropriateness, to be appropriate, because genitalia is something that we hide.
When you are being taught to cover...
That is me, I must cover my genitalia, that's it. That's it. That's not being... Then put vagina, ne? Into telling someone else. The same way as we say that have compassion towards others. Ne? Kara uno henda no ya kweni. Kara uno rukeno no ya kweni. O utakamisa o ya kweni. Purikina? Now, use this example of ikonyeka. Ne? Put it in another statement. That is showing compassion towards the others.
But what I want to tell you.
I'm asking you. Yes. How do you put it? Shash, you know, if I'm saying an example of be kind to others, right? And being taught how to be kind to others, right? I would give you the example of karauno rukeno noyakwe nie.
Yes,
that is a direct order and a direct example. Now you are saying that, okay, another form of, you must practice self-compassion, right? Is ikonyeka. So now I'm saying, wrong, if I know an example, I hope ikonyeka, as a metaphor or as an example that you are addressing other people, not yourself.
Not everything can be done because it's not compassion.
Because it's not compassion. It's public indecency.
Thus I make a point.
No. Because it's not compassion. It's public indecency. We don't want to see your dinges.
Thus I make a point that.
No, my dear.
The way we are being taught to be compassionate.
The way you were taught is flawed. The way you were taught is flawed, and I believe, right, that if we can analyze it,
to make it to our service.
How?
You cannot be a peaceful somebody to other if you are not peaceful to yourself. I'm telling you the truth.
Now, who taught you?
We are peaceful to others.
No, but who taught you?
Because
love of the nation, do you understand my argument? Do you understand my argument? My argument is that we are all teaching kindness, love, and compassion, right? But we are all teaching it in a sense of we must direct this kindness and compassion towards other people. And now the problem is, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody teaches us, right? The same way, and this is the highlight of the conversation. The key word here is the same way. The same way is identical. Identical to the teachings of being compassionate to others are not the same as being compassionate to ourselves. With compassion towards ourselves, it is put in behavior. It is put in how you carry yourself. It is put in mannerism. It is hidden. How to be compassionate to yourself. The teachings of self-compassion within our culture is hidden. And many a times we don't view it as being compassionate to ourselves because at the end of the day, no one really told us. And listen. And that is what I'm saying. I'm saying, right, that maybe if we told our children, kucha, karawini no henda ngwemwene, You understand?
How?
Listen,
how?
But that's what I'm trying to tell you here, kucha. O system yetu njia imwe itairongo shashino antu. Nobody cares about themselves. I'm giving an example. Elu, just as much as you care for Natasha, you must also care for yourself, okay? That is an example. I just told you the example.
Practically, right?
Let's go with this one. You make sure, ne, that every day taking care of Natasha is making sure that her lunchbox is made, making sure that her uniform is in place, making sure that she did her homework. Self-care and self-compassion would be the same care that you apply to Natasha is the same care that you must apply to yourself. You must also make sure that your lunchbox is done. You must also make sure that your homework is done. You must also make sure that your uniform is made because you also care for yourself. Okay? I know how much you love Natasha and Michaela. I know how much they mean to you, and I know how much you don't want them to struggle in the morning when they're getting ready. But I am telling you now that you must love yourself like that also. You must care about yourself like that also, so that you are not struggling in the morning, so that you are not running around in the morning, so that all your things are also in order. And that is how you love yourself and take care of yourself.
It will develop the spirit of selfishness.
How can it develop the spirit of selfishness when they are doing it for others but they are not doing it for themselves? Do you know how many people wash children? Siro o bustanga te indicará pejempano, ma ocurrirá no cajano na caerá naina y copara.
Let me make my point.
O cajano no cuaque que capumbo jole.
Let me make my point.
You can go, my friend.
On other hand, it will develop the spirit of selfishness if they focus in such a way.
Oh, if they are focusing on two things.
When it develops the spirit
because
of
how can it develop selfishness, love of the nation, right? When the example was two-sided.
How can you focus on yourself?
If you are just going to add the lunchbox and your uniform and your school stuff next to Natasha and Michaela's stuff? How is that selfishness?
Even if we give you the office, you're only going to serve yourself, but you are not delivering the service to others.
Is it part of my job description?
You develop the
Is it part of my job description to watch over everybody in the office?
Because you guys
want people to go and do jobs that are not theirs.
You're only going to accumulate.
The question is, if I'm caring for Elu, if I'm caring for Natasha and Michaela, and the only thing I'm doing after my mother told me that it is important to practice kindness and self-care, right, is adding my lunchbox, remembering that I'm also important, and I add my lunchbox to Natasha and to Michaela's one. How am I going to become a selfish person if adding it onto the love that I already feel for my sisters?
And it will even develop the spirit of cowardice among people.
Our parents did
their best to kill the spirit of cowardice, the spirit of selfishness.
Then why are your parents' kids killing themselves? Because our kids are new. Our kids are new. Do you know who is killing themselves? Love of the nation is you people. You people, your mother's children, your father's children, you are the ones that are killing yourselves. Now, if they are teaching, if their teachings were so brilliant, right, then why are you guys putting yourselves more on bali? How?
Because
so you are meaning to say that, ah, oh, meme, tu no tate tu, o yatura ukatarume mute.
and not.
And we cannot. Yes, Ukatarume is cowardice.
We are service.
No, it's not. But we didn't raise ourselves, love of the nation. We don't come from rocks. We were taught principles. And part of those principles is that we must care for everybody else except ourselves. Come on. Our children are young. Our children didn't do anything yet. Our children are young. As we have not really been put to the test as parents yet. We are still just trying to make it through school first. But the seniors, right? I'm saying that it's okay for them to have tried their best, but can we add self-care to their teaching? That's what I'm saying. Can we add self-care to it? Because also, it has never been taught. You are telling me that somebody teaching me how to be a female with ethics, right? And morals. In front of people, that is self-care and that's self-compassion. It can't be, because the way that they are teaching us to be kind to one another, right, is not the same way as they are teaching us how to be kind to each to ourselves. And that is where we are missing the message. We are missing the message, ne? Because it's not all of us that can read between the lines. If we were more direct and more frank with what we are saying, love of the nation, then we would comprehend. Kucha memo kwati.
Let us listen to each other.
My dear, then you must come fighting. How?
Being you are not compassionate to yourself, it doesn't mean that you are not taught in such a way.
Oh.
We are being taught, we are being given an peaceful, but
then why are those people's kids killing themselves?
We did not put it on account. We did not uphold it.
Oof. May I never remember in my whole entire life, the only people that have told me to be kind to myself are people that I have met in my adult life. Kucha, don't be so hard on yourself, Elizabeth. Don't be so discouraged. But in my whole entire life, prior to my adult life, it has always been, do to others what you want to be done unto you. So we are waiting for that other person to come and do for us what we want to be done unto us, but we can't do it for ourselves. Even the Bible says that do to others what you want to be done unto you, not do to others as you do for yourself. There's nothing like that.
You have been receiving an act of love and enough full attention. That is a form of being compassionate to yourself.
My dear, that's not my responsibility. It's my parents' responsibility to love me. No, it's not an act of love. An act of love from where?
Trust and responsibility.
Ah, my dear.
Being compassionate.
My dear, selling yourself short. Right?
Selling yourself short.
You are watching other people elevate in their careers. Manga une gumbo ju dangwe. Eh? Kehe sikotora ndomboro to left, right and center. Mangoya kweni. Tagongerero university du nona wao. Unona wae. Ko university ta uyiko. Do you know why? Because you didn't have the resources to save. So you go and cut your children's dreams and future short because all you want to do is okupandika ndorake zimo. It doesn't work like that. That is self-sacrifice, and it is because you... No, it is because... No! But if the child wants to go to university and you are the parent and you don't have money because egumbo joju tha, in mirongi kiviranje.
No, in mirongi kiviranje ka.
Pese ngandika, pese ngandika sotingwa kujene, ngere tate wanje, otate woshi wan. Eh? I don't have enough cosmetics because okwahara ofurundudiri megumbo. Love of the nation. We must acknowledge that part of our cultural norms and beliefs has damaged us tremendously to a point where we cannot excel within our lives because we have not practiced self-care and self-compassion. We are kind to others, and when others are not kind to us, we break down because that was not part of the script. The script says that be kind to others, do to others what you want to be done unto you. And that want what to be done unto you is us expecting somebody to come from there and also turn around and return the kindness that we have given out into the world. But there's nothing that teaches us the principle of being kind to ourselves. Good night.
All right, that was a cut down. That was a slam dunk. That was like a KO. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a quick breather, ne? Mara, I'll be back. I'll be back to lower your expectations, please.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi kayo loka Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatuimwe bali heari, nola natu, heari bali no heari. Ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better.
We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Oh, I fall apart. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings, where we are addressing the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is expectations and lowering them. But our subtitle for today is the cultural teachings of be kind to others, right? This was a conversation that we started now with Love of the Nation. And my argument is that we are taught within every single culture here. I believe it. In every single culture and in every single religion, we are taught to be kind to other people. But show me the teaching that says be kind to yourself also. If we don't practice self-compassion, if we don't practice self-love, if we don't practice not always putting other people first, right? Then how are we going to manage these expectations? How are we going to manage our stress and our anxiety? How are we going to manage depression? How are we going to manage our high divorce rate, our high suicide rate, our high everything? How are we going to manage this if we can't even see when somebody is abusing us? Because apparently you must be loving to other people, but there's no part in it that says, kucha, you know, let it go, because clearly this person doesn't love you, but you love yourself. There's nothing like that. There are no teachings like that. If you are arguing with me that there are teachings like that and maybe I don't know about it, please go through and let's have the conversation. Because in my years, in my 34 years on this earth, I have never, ever, ever, ever been told, apart from my adult years, by learned friends and by learned colleagues and by people that have now experienced life, that you must not be so hard on yourself. But had I known from a tender age, the same way I know that being kind to others, right, is a fundamental, it's a fundamental element within me. Had I known from a tender age, I would have made better choices. I would have made choices that really didn't sacrifice me. It seems as though within our black community, especially with black women, right? It seems as if love in itself requires pain. Love in itself requires sacrifice. Love is painful. Love is excruciating. Love is giving up what you love. Love is putting others first. But when is it your turn? And also, the silent insinuation that others must be kind to you as well, because you are displaying kindness. The love thy neighbor as you love thyself, right? Is it love thy neighbors as you love thyself? Does that even exist? If we are we taught that? Or is that something that is also put emphasis on love thy neighbor? Okay. Treat others like you want to be treated, like you want. So we are expecting the world to treat us the same way we are giving out. And when the world doesn't do this, what happens to us? So you have these expectations of never ever losing your job, and here you are, you lost the job. What do? You jump straight into, I can't be here anymore, and you're out, right? And that, I think that the contribution to that is that you don't have self-compassion. You don't have self-love. You don't look at yourself as an asset, as valuable. You don't look at yourself as somebody that, a livelihood is very important. It's so important because it makes the world go round, literally. Very, very important. Now, when you lose your livelihood, many of us never think that, I'll find something. It's just something that's in transit, or it is my season to be down. Because if we thought of things like that, right, then we would be in a better standing. We would be in a better space when it comes to how we handle bad news and how we handle bad things happening to us. But 99% of us are crying, why me? As if we somehow want these bad things to be pushed onto other people and not us, because we are better than that and we don't deserve that and we are superior and somebody else must get it. You know, people cry. People cry and say things like, yeah, but why me? Why must I be the one to lose a husband? Why me? Why must I be the one to lose children? Why me? Why must I be the one to get fired? Why me, Lord? What have I done? We cry this cry, and it doesn't register in our minds that this is not an act of kindness, because you would never ever in your life, and I dare you to come and tell me, Kuja, yeah, me, I've looked somebody in the face and told them that yes, they deserve for their husband to die. They deserve for their wives to die. They deserve for them to, we never ever, ever put our peers and the people that we love, our kin, into a space worse than they are. We all encourage them. We all motivate them. But yet that self-motivation, that self-love, that self-care is not within us. And I think that maybe, just maybe, the contribution here is that it is not taught to us in layman's terms. It is not taught to us like the children that we were. It is not something. Tell me if your mom has ever said that, no, don't be so hard on yourself. Nenge, your mom has said, "Kuja, you must also take care of yourself. Don't just be taking care of other people." They usually say this, but they usually say this when twakorondanae. They say this when in our adult years, where we don't know how to do this because our minds are most now already formed and they are already shaped and we are already big now. We can't unlearn the fact that we put others first. So now you have your last $100 and you know that this $100 is supposed to carry you for the next 3 days to go to work and back. And somebody comes and cries that they don't have electricity. And in your mind, right, you must be kind. If you have, you must give. And then you give this $100. And guess what happens to you? You walk to work. And there's no, sometimes God says, yeah, but you asked me to provide and I provided, and then you gave away everything that I provided. If you would like to contribute to our conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. We're talking about your expectations. Now, I believe that our expectations are very high because we don't expect to be in turmoil. We don't expect to not get what we want. And to lower our expectations would be an advantage, right? Because I feel that it would be an advantage, because then we are not expecting anything. So you go into a relationship with somebody and you are unhappy about the performance. Do you know why you are unhappy about the performance? For example, I know that this one is a sensitive one to you guys, but you look at the person and you have ideas of what the person is, and those ideas are now what builds up the expectations. You guys go out and this person is dancing like a whole entire stripper. She's dancing like she got it. And then you guys go to bed and she's laying there like a log. Or she oh move the hand the other the dani swampe. Or she or the way what monju on the shim. Or she what monjuko. And when you get there, that's the same story that is there. And those are most now your expectations because of what she did on the dance floor. You assumed kucha ngigamombete mono wa dengo shim. She takes it all in and all of that. And then you get there and she's a log. Those are expectations. Now you are in this relationship and you don't know how to end it because, you apparently committed to it. And now you are mad and now you are resentful and now wanyanyara because this is not what you wanted. Right? But maybe it was not really the person that disappointed you because this person was true in their own element. They were being true to themselves. They never told you that the way I dance is the way I have sex, ne? Nobody told you that. That was just all you and your imagination and your mind. Now you are disappointed by your own expectations that you have bestowed upon somebody that you have never had coitus with. And this is what you are getting and you are disappointed. And can we say that maybe the expectations are the ones that actually disappointed you, but the person didn't disappoint you because the person didn't promise you hardcore stuff. Do you know what is disappointing? What is disappointing is you speaking to somebody, for a while, for you guys that are on the dating scene, right? And I know you guys are listening. 0832-888-401. That's the number in studio. I know, you guys that are on the dating scene. We usually go through the what? You get to meet each other, then you exchange numbers because now we don't really go on those, writing letters vibes, but you go, you meet each other, you exchange numbers, and then you have conversations. You ask questions, you talk, and that's how you guys are getting to know each other. Now, part of the getting to know each other, you guys also get to the sex conversation. Now, this tate is telling you, when my anaconda, now you have watched the movie Anaconda. You know that that is a very big snake. It's a very long snake. It's a very vicious snake. And he's comparing his genitalia to that particular snake. He didn't say, may buem slang. He didn't say, okalui kanje. Mm-mm. He didn't say my epiri. Eh? He didn't say epiri ranje. No, he didn't say that. He said anaconda. Now you are relating anaconda to being one of the world's biggest mslangas. Eh? You are attributing that to what the conversation is here that you guys are having. So now your imagination runs wild because you are looking at, if somebody can describe their genitalia as the biggest snake in the world, then it must be something to behold. It must be something that's going to put me in the wheelchair. Hello! I don't like walking anyways. Hey, and then later on, so now you guys are going out on dates, right? You guys are going out on dates. You guys are going out for dinner. You guys are going out for drinks. You guys are going out for movies. You guys are going for walks. You guys are doing things together, but you guys haven't had coitus yet because you are building up the momentum and you are doing what you can. Then the time for coitus comes because you have built up expectations in your head and this person has also contributed to this build up. When you get there, ne? When you get there, Oshe Hunju, it's a Hunju in the trouser. Like that one, I believe that those are not your expectations, but what the person pointed. Or what the person described themselves as. Hello, Expector.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what's the topic?
We're talking about lowering our expectations. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lowering expectations.
Yes.
I know.
It's fine. And Donga and us will not let us rest. Ever since our potatoes came. So we are talking about maybe if we could lower our expectations of life, right? Then we wouldn't be so disappointed when life comes knocking, but it's not knocking in a nice way.
Yeah, that's true. Like what I can say is that like I actually learned how to do that this year. Because like most of the times, my expectations are always high.
Yeah.
And then I'll plan, which I'm going to do this and that. And then this year comes. And then we were given this tender. Our lecturer got us a tender for Independence, which is where we had to stitch the pants and t-shirts for Independence events when the Netumbo things were happening.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're going to pay you. The money will come. And it will be so you. And bro, I had a whole budget, which we are going to do this with the money. I was like, no, the money to like, after we are done, we're just going to, just 1 week, then we pay you the money. And boom, a week turned into 2 weeks. 2 weeks turned into a month, month to 2 months. And I was like, oh my, when is the money coming? When is the money coming? The money's not coming. And then we have this thing of like you buying your own fabric with your own money.
Because and you are like, expecting was your money. Yeah, you're expecting your money in real money.
Yeah.
Yeah, big quantity, what? Ha! And the pimbo nu potene.
And then the lecturer here is like, yeah, you don't tell us that you are waiting for the money, because what if this money was not coming?
Yeah.
And that is when I'm telling you, what if the money is not coming? And then they're like, the money is coming, but it's not coming now. And you're like, oh my God. Then that is when I learned, Kucha, in this lifetime, your expectations must be focused on the present, what is happening right now, then what you expect to happen tomorrow, because you never know what is going to happen in the following day, in the next day. Yeah, and that, like, and also this lady, she was like, you know what, like, when it comes to money, do not plan
for money you don't have.
Yeah, like, the money that you're waiting upon, like, the money's coming tomorrow, so let me plan this and this and that. What if the money comes and it's not just that amount that you planned it, or does not even come ever in
and then
life?
And then when we expect things, right? Then when it comes and it's less, then we are disappointed. When it doesn't come, then we are disappointed. But if we don't expect anything and then it comes and then it's more, right? It's a pleasant surprise.
Yes.
Oh.
Life and disappointment.
Exactly. Life is full of disappointment. If we could understand that we must not have expectations and we must just take things the way they are coming, right? I think many of us would be more happier and many of us would learn to live within our own skin. Now we are out here, we are planning, we are going above and beyond. That will know Ngunga. I know my money is coming. Do you know where I learned to lower my expectations, or my journey on lowering my expectations, when it started? It started in January 2022.
Yeah.
So now I've never been an orphan andishi. This was my first time. I've never inherited from anybody. It was supposed to be my first time. So I, at the time I was having I have a business, right? But my business was relatively new and I was struggling with, paying rent, and I was struggling with paying salaries because it was new. You understand? So I went into an agreement with my landlord. Bless her heart. Kucha, when my inheritance comes,
When my inheritance, which I, mind you, I don't know how much it is. I don't even know if we are going to get anything, but I know that if someone dies and the kids, and my dad was a lawyer. So I expected, you know, I expected, So I go into an agreement with my landlord and I say that, so for now, the money that I have outstanding, right? I'm just waiting for my inheritance to come. And then when my inheritance comes, then I will pay you.
Yeah.
2021 to 2025. Inheritance I enjoy. I'm telling you. Tot vandaag toe, my friend. Till today.
Yo. Wow.
Nothing came. Because my expectations were so high and they were really unrealistically high. Shashino, nothing was said. Kuchandora, I want to mono millionaire each or to mono or something. Nothing like that was spoken of. In my mind, because I saw other people inheriting most from their parents. So I thought that, and then their parents, were even ordinary citizens. And my dad was a lawyer though. He was an advocate. Exactly. Am I? Land Cruiser and Unless, house in Rocky Crest. My God. Muto kunano policy no shike shike. You understand?
But one thing I'm saying is that, like, you know, like in life, we should have expectations. But in this life with your expectations, you must always leave room for disappointment.
Yeah. Yes, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing to be, to have expectations, right?
Yeah.
But have expectations in such a way that they are not skyrocketing and they are not jeopardizing your whole entire life. Like making agreements for imaginary inheritance that is coming. Expect you're gonna get inheritance one day, but don't put a timeline to it. So that if it doesn't come this year, you're not disappointed. If it doesn't come next year, you're not disappointed. Now, vele you. No. I think it should just take a month or two and then I can pay.
Yeah.
How? Will you more debt? $70,000 debt. I realized one day, which guys, really, how? Let me start paying this auntie back, even if it's just 2,000, 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 5,000, 2,000. That's what the imanako. And the inheritance still didn't come. I lowered my expectations.
Check up when is my inheritance coming?
Every day we are to lawyer. Yes. So guys, it's tough.
Yeah, and I think expectation also lead up to this. Have you ever experienced of like that that thing of you planning a whole day, which in the morning I'm doing this.
Of course.
At 10, at 9, 11, 12, I'm doing this. And then the following day comes and nothing is going according to the schedule. And
exactly.
I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I really hated it because, like, whenever, if I plan my day,
Then it doesn't go the way. But if you don't plan, then the things go nicely and you achieve more.
Yeah, you achieve more. I was like, what goes is that, Nana? I was like, or maybe I'll just have one important thing, which at this time I'm going to do this and the rest will plan itself. And then
I think what we need to do is have priorities. As long as we have priorities, which are what is important in our life and what is not important in our life, right? We write it down, which are, for this week, the things I want to achieve are these things. When I will achieve them, I don't know. How I will achieve them, I don't know. But there must be reminders. Now, if you have these reminders, right, what will happen is that in the event that you are up and about doing something, and you are in the same vicinity. For example, like with you, right? You were maybe looking for pearls, right? Maybe you were making a dress and you were looking for pearls, right? And part of your to-do list for the week is that you must also get, or look at prices for fabric that is for block out curtains, for example. So now when you are up and about looking for pearls, you already wrote it on your to-do list for the week, right? So now you go onto that list and then you're like, okay, but now I'm here at Chelsea or I'm here at Chinatown and I'm checking through fabrics. Let me also look at the fabrics and compare prices, you know, since I'm here. Then you'll just see that you keep ticking off everything on your list, and by the end of time, your list is done. That's what happens. So at least have an idea of what you want.
Yeah.
At least know, kucha, in this month, June, what I want is a learner's license. What I want is what. You can start by planning, kucha. Okay, I'm going to Natus in the morning. Then you achieve that one. Now, when you are at Natus, that's the time where you also realize, kucha, yes, but Nampower was handing out bazaaries. And since I'm here at Natus, I can just walk across the street and go to Nampower and ask them. So it's just a matter of having a list of the things that you need to achieve and trying to fit these things that you need to achieve into your day if it accommodates it. And also don't feel bad if you have not achieved any of these things. Just know that you should achieve them. So you check your car list every day. That's why we need journals and we need daily planners or weekly planners or monthly planners, right? So that you always go back to the things that are important to you. Because that's when you also realize, kucha, yeah, man, marane sekundia, I wanted to also go and check out this place, kucha oshere roshininga pikombinganji, no?
Yeah.
And since I'm here, andika chekako, you understand?
And also focus, because that is one thing. We get distracted by these small things. You see this shiny thing, let me go check it out. And then that time is gone.
Bling, 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 bling. I hear you on that one. Yeah. So basically that's how we do it. But it all starts with the expectations that we have. You know, one of my arguments for tonight is that people didn't teach us how to be kind to ourselves. People only taught us how to be kind to other people. Kucha, oh, ningira nkweni, eh? Exactly. But nobody ever said that. Like, really, they keep telling us to do nice things for other people, but they don't tell us to do nice things for ourselves.
Because apparently God will do nice things for you.
God did the nice things by giving you the money.
Yes.
Now all you are doing is distributing the money and you are not even using it.
Harambe prosperity.
Harambe. At work. Manna from heaven. Eh? Now you are wondering, kucha umaro morashike karungi na panyumas kwa hengano man. Karungu kwa tinga ninde kupasha kwa na. for you, and the kupasha wana shoyar, mara. I applaud your good nature and your good heart, mara. Now you have to struggle because nanga imangatika para para po. Ndiende kuturi demu shewe.
Opo yirang yakucha nangwe opumanga ka.
Oka something attention also.
Yes.
Oh, shashinangwa ntu. Ngesharo ya kwenyantu. Hello.
Yeah.
Kathy Mbo is like, ningiro ya kweni. Ngaete ningiro kuje.
ehe zvakapora kuita ningiri inzwa tati o
kana
ohorongo sikana ni ndo asa okay by then o sikenga o wenzo expiring anena so I just decided to finish it with you.
Ne?
Yes.
Natu imanara, my dear. Let's finish. Let's sacrifice our last away. Shash, you know, that is what we are, that's what we are used to most. Self-sacrifice all the time. But I think that this one is a nice one because it's an advantage to you and to me. But I feel that, if we lowered our expectations, I think that our people, right? Would also not always constantly just think of suicide as the only way out.
Very true, very true. Because that is one thing I've done, which like in this life, ne, like I'm telling you, when I failed grade 12, I knew I passed. No, like I knew I worked hard. Imagine like studying till 3 in the night, and then waking up. To continue like studying from 9 till I don't know when, and then still 3 again in the night to get a U.
Yeah.
And then I was so, I literally, it's a U, people. They must see it's a U.
Yeah,
and
guys.
I sat in the kitchen crying, coach, oh my God, you know what? I'm going to die. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh my God, no. This like,
okay, when you shut them, no. Whoa.
No. I mean, I cannot just end it like that.
Yeah.
It's too sweet. Imagine touching on bigger day, topping that to see, imagine ending it like that. I was like, no, this was just expectations that were high. And then later, I realized which I was, cause I studied aiming for top 3 national.
How?
Cause I studied national top 3.
Was that? You didn't even aim for Omkunda, you aim for the nation.
I failed, and I was like, you know what? My expectations were too high, but okay, let me just decrease myself. What went wrong? And then that is when I realized, Kucha, bro, in this subject, you confused. Because I realized, Kucha, in some subjects, like in physics, I jumbled the equations. Kucha, yes, it's the right equation, but what
it's
is supposed to be on top is supposed to be under. And then, only passed biology though. Chemistry, physics, and English, I failed. Then I found my mistakes and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I was just supposed to work on it, but maybe if my expectations did not go into my head.
Yeah.
To be the top 3 national, then, you know, I'll still be
landing amongst the stars.
Mm.
Now you just went all the way to a different planet.
Mm. and then sleeping at 3 kucha ya for 7, I'm awake.
Sleep
and
deprived.
Then together you and then literally confident throughout the holiday, and then like, oh, you fed. I was like, Father Lord.
I think it's the confidence that also beats us.
Kucha,
oh, a question paper, and you, oya fara, it was just like it was written for me. You're like,
very Mara. It is what it is. I made it through, guys.
Yeah.
I passed grade 11. That's the first exit from high school. So yes. I made it.
Yes. And the wonderful thing is that, you also learned where your mistakes were.
Yeah.
You learned, Kucha. Oh, equation. Yeah. Oh, you equation. Went back. Yeah. You went back to think about it. And not many of us go back to our mistakes and really look at what we are doing wrong and how we can improve it. Many of us are just out here like, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Mara.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why?
Yes. Why me? Eh, get hangwene. Then who is it supposed to be? Kaume. And I think that, it's admirable. Like, well done. Well done on,
on who you are and how you are growing as a young person, you know? Because yes, that means that the spirit of going to do corrections on yourself when nobody is even asking you to, right? Just, and it's not even to go and fight with anybody at school. It's not for anybody. It's just for you to know where you went wrong so that you can do better, so that you know how to go about your life, right? That's commendable. Well done.
Thank you.
It's eating your credit now, my love.
Ooh, Jehovah. Okay, bye.
Bye, my darling. Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue with our expectation conversation tomorrow. But for today, I love you so much. And I know that you love me too. So it's all good. I'm speaking on your behalf. It is what it is. But I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. You are important, man. Guys, you are important. And I think that maybe we can teach. Maybe we can teach and practice until we get it right. Not to be selfish, but to be compassionate with ourselves. When we are having a hard time, can we not be the can we not be those people? Can we be the types of people to ourselves the same way we are to our friends? Because I've never heard you people tell your friends like, all of you guys are saying that ay ni makai na shay ningi and we will get it next time. That's the words of encouragement that you guys give one another, but unfortunately, you don't practice that with yourself, and it leaves me in limbo.
Get all your essential products for just $99 at USAID. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, top score all Bokomo Super Maize meal, Sugar King white or brown sugar, 500 grams Pasta Polana or Pasta King, and 750 milliliters Right Brand sunflower seed oil. All five products for only $99. You save. I save. Yes, we all save at USAID.